This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Roger Goodell's talking about Super Bowls with your Cleveland Browns. That coming up momentarily. Jerry Jones was on with Michael Irvin on Michael Irvin's show. Everybody's got a show. Michael Irvin, why wouldn't he have a show? He's an entertaining guy. And on Michael Irvin's show, on his pod, this is how well things are going with the Micah Parsons negotiations.
We wanted to send the details to the agent. The agent told us to stick it up our ass.
Wait. Now, see, I was
just trying. So you're clear. Yeah, Mike and I talked, and then we were going to send it over to the agent. We had our agreements on term, amount, guarantees, everything. We were going to send it over to the agent, and the agent said, don't bother, because we've got all that to negotiate. Well, I'd already negotiated. I'd already moved off my mark on several areas. And so the issue, very frankly, is we've had the negotiation in my mind. The agent's trying to get his nose in it right now and try to come in there and improve off the mark that we'd already set.
I mean, he joined Michael Irvin to talk about the documentary that's going on, which it's killing me that I can't watch this documentary right now because there's no time. All Lima's talking. I actually found a documentary that Lima likes to watch, and I can't watch it, and he's the one who's able to watch it. And these Michael Parsons negotiations, I know they were talking tough with Dak Prescott and they got something signed the night before week one, but my goodness gracious, Jerry Jones saying all that, like the way he talks, you remember the AI video that was going around of Jerry Jones? Like, oh, it was a fake press conference, but it's Jerry Jones. And he's talking about, depending on how much Salisbury steak I may eat at one point, like it's making it seem more realistic because of how the guy talks.
100%. You know, you think about in the NFL what little leverage players have. I mean, the first thing they have is, all right, if I don't show up, the team is worse, right? But in the NFL, we see all the time, one player, even as good as Micah Parsons, sometimes it doesn't matter. Like quarterback, yeah, you would think they would have all the leverage and they would hold out for guaranteed deals all the time because without them, the entire program changes. Micah Parsons is amazing. He's a top five, top three defensive player in the NFL. But what, like he's dealing with somebody who doesn't care. He doesn't care. Like, think about who he's dealing with, an owner that does not care if there's public backlash. What, they're not going to buy Cowboys tickets? They did already.
Well,
doesn't
he don't
matter.
Care. This, I mean, what, they're not 49ers gonna, fans took over that stadium once, what, and it's all green to him.
What,
he don't
they're
care.
Not going to watch the games on TV, the Cowboys games, really? They're going to say mean things about me, the owner, who has a 8 to 10 show episode documentary about how great the Dallas Cowboy brand is that he was the architect behind. He doesn't care. So a war of words with Jerry Jones isn't really going to get you that far.
Well, I know the players want to get to 50-50. This is the problem I've always had with the NFLPA over the since the station started. Really, since the station started. And then, hey, the old man was in organized labor for 41 years, all right? He ain't Jimmy Hoffa over here, but at the same time, I've overheard the conversations. And when you go to the NFLPA, my problem started years ago when they brought in the rookie wage scale because they could never see the forest for the trees. You brought in the rookie wage scale because you were mad that Sam Bradford was going to make a lot of money and all these other rookies were making a lot of money. The issue was now when you have a rookie wage scale, they'll just draft younger guys. So now they don't want more veteran hands. So now you're cutting off careers because they'll just take younger guys, cheaper, much cheaper guys, out of the draft, and they'll pay certain players, and they've done that. And then you have the $50,000 a day thing. Well, you've eliminated everything because now I can turn right on around like the Chris Jones situation where he had to make up the extra $2.5 million. Thank God he was playing for the Kansas City Chiefs who have Patrick Mahomes. Chris Jones is a tremendous player as well, but the incentives counted as well where you're putting $50,000 a day. You have no negotiation power. So you can tell Jerry Jones everything you want. You can cuss Jerry Jones clean out, but Jerry Jones is the one who has the power in all this. The players union, yeah, I know now, they want to get as close to 50-50 as possible, but man, they just keep kneecapping themselves.
Now, 3 years ago, I said that if I were Nick Chubb's agent, I would advise him to hold out. And basically everybody told me the Browns wouldn't care. And we've seen the Browns not care when it was David Njoku who asked for a trade. Who else? There was this, it seemed like one every year was asking for a trade and the Browns just said no.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAFGiving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAFGiving 360. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And then it ended. So the Browns won those debates. The reason I thought Nick Chubb was eligible for that is because he's Nick Chubb. Like, the public sentiment of Nick Chubb was not the same as David Njoku.
No.
Like,
wasn't his Kareem Hunt either?
Kareem Hunt was the other one that asked for a trade. So I thought Chubb was the one that could potentially ask for it. He didn't, and unfortunately for him, he didn't get more money, and the minute he got injured, that was it. That was it for his chances to ever make big money again in the NFL.
Roger Goodell was on Building Brownstown, the podcast hosted by Nathan Zagura. Could we be saying Super Bowl, Super Browns quite literally?
I think the stadium will be a state-of-the-art facility. It'll be something that everyone will be proud of, from the NFL to the community, of course, the Haslam family. Super Bowl, though, has become bigger than just a stadium, right? You have to have a lot of facilities to host the Super Bowl, from hotel rooms. I think we're close to 50,000 high quality hotel rooms, the airport, which I think and hope in the context of this development, we'll see upgrades also. Those are all part of hosting something like the Super Bowl. We had the draft there several years ago, which has become Super Bowl-like in its impact. I hope the draft will be back. I hope, you know, this is something that we'll be talking about from a Super Bowl standpoint at some point in the future.
This isn't going to be fun to say. Are you sure you really want the Super Bowl if you have to have 50,000 hotel rooms? I don't want to build the equivalent of the Olympic Village outside of what they have, what the Haslam's plan on building, that should be filled up. All right. What they've done with Gateway and what I think I hear they plan to do with Gateway by the time it's all said and done over the next 20 years, that will probably be filled up. But do you want to have a situation where you build the equivalent of the Olympic Village? Like, what are you going to do after the Super Bowl? What are you going to do after that? Like the draft here was a success. We got hammered by it because of the COVID situation. Not hammered by media or anything like that, but it was unfortunate because of the COVID situation.
That was a draft we got.
But I think that we could do the draft very, very well. And it almost seems like Roger Goodell is giving us a little bit of a, not saying it's not possible for a Super Bowl, but there might be a consolation prize here.
I don't know the answer to that, but I think the stadium is a big part of that. I really do. I for us, whether it's in the stadium or whether it's around the stadium, as you know, we were right on the banks of Lake Erie, which was a beautiful setting. I think the draft is an important element. I don't think we delivered all that we should in that because of COVID. And I definitely want to see the draft get back there sometime soon.
Like Green Bay isn't hosting a Super Bowl ever. Chicago, with that stadium that they had, wasn't hosting a Super Bowl. And by the time that they had that draft, it really wasn't. I know that there's always conversations about a new stadium there, but it wasn't in earnest like it is now with the new stadium in Chicago. The draft might be a nice compromise where I'm not just going to have a bunch of empty buildings and empty hotel rooms by the time it's all done. Because you don't need, do you need 50,000 high-quality, quote-unquote, hotel rooms for the Republican National Convention, for the NBA Finals? For all those other things, and you need a lot, but you don't need that many.
I wonder what the range is for them. You know, we brought up last segment Sandusky, and there's hotel rooms out there, and they used them during the RNC. You know, Canton has some hotel rooms that they, and in Akron too, that they host for the Hall of Fame, right? Like, I don't know what that number is as far as high-quality hotel rooms, but I know there's some. There's a couple places. Everybody's going to be spread out in this still, though, right?
Well, there's stuff with the Village down there that isn't very well right now. But well, I don't know everything about it, but it ain't going over too well.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like, you don't want to build all this stuff that just is going to be empty forever. I do understand that.
You're also building a structure that's going to host way more stuff
than
what
point.
We have currently.
The whole
right?
point is that you're trying to recruit events much in the way that Indy recruits events all year. And you're hoping, just by virtue of you not being last in this game of potential convention centers, that you're not going to be able to get events because they're all gobbled up. The whole point is that's why you have, you know, our Tourism Bureau, Destination Cleveland, you know, David Gilbert, is that you feel like not only are you going to be able to house these NFL events, that you're always going to be able to bring in more and more and more events. And, you know, in the past, it's been a tough sell to Cleveland. They've done the most with maybe the least, but will they be able to expand on that?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With over 25 years of expertise, DAF Giving 360's donor advised funds can help you get a tax deduction and potentially grow your charitable dollars tax free while you recommend when and where to give. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.